first, as far as the study, you have to realize that the link between the sugar and the deaths was mainly, you know, that sugar intake is linked with obesity, which then is linked with chronic diseases. So it's an indirect link, which I think from the headlines may not be understood by some people.
How should we get the sweet fix without getting all the calories?
There is this idea that you can retrain your taste buds, and that is that even though right now you feel that you need the, you know, a certain amount of sugar, and that's fine to you know, sweet is a wonderful taste and something that, you know, we all enjoy, but it's the amount of sweetness that you feel that you need right now. So you can have other sweet foods in your diet. Fruit is probably the classic example, you know, strawberries, oranges, as well as some vegetables like carrots. And that fruit, especially, you know, if you want it fresh, if you want it canned in its own juice, can definitely give you that sweet taste. And then when we talk about the beverages, you really just need to find a substitute like the diet drinks that will give you that sweet taste. Some people don't, you know, want to have the diet drinks. Then you need to look at, you know, water with maybe some fresh lemon or lime or some of the unsweetened tea. And if you're baking or cooking, you know, you can substitute applesauce or pureed prunes for about half the sugar in the recipe.
What do you recommend when it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're tired, and we run for the candy bar and the machine down the hall?
That's a great question, because actually, you know, what studies have shown is that it is that hunger drive that usually causes us to grab the nearest source of sugar, because we think of that as quick energy. But I would say a few things as far as changing our diets regarding sugar or actually anything else. And that is that, you know, we should never try that all or none in saying that we're going to go cold turkey and cut out all of our sugary, you know, foods and beverages tomorrow. Because really what they find then, especially with sugar, is that it sets up a pattern of deprivation and avoiding, and then you just can't do it anymore and you may binge. So with any diet change, you know, we recommend setting these goals that are very realistic, achievable, smart goals. And that means making small diet changes, small steps to actually, you know, eventually big changes. Especially with sugar, I would say out of sight, out of mind. Don't bring those sugary foods into your home. And when you do feel that need for sweet, as we said before, you know, grab a fruit or vegetable or, you know, something else that can satisfy that sweet taste a little bit. Often it is when we're tired or when we're stressed or when we're just feeling down that we do really want those sweet treats more. So at those times, just get yourself out of the situation. Do something else. You know, take a walk.
Chew some gum. Sugar-free.
Yes, yes. Excellent idea. And then, you know, not forgetting that it's moderation, moderation, moderation. So, you know, don't deprive yourself totally of sweet treats, but have smaller portions, less often, and really enjoy the taste and, you know, think about it and take it and savor it and then be finished for a while.
Dr. Bonnie Brehm, thanks again so much for being with us. Really appreciate it on WNKU.
You are very welcome. Thank you.